99.3 FM Nigeria Info. Time check is 15 minutes to the hour of 4 p.m. My name is Ezu Guchukudi and I am joined alongside Ayo Obe, and it's time for Ideas. Good afternoon and welcome to the show.
Chukudi,
Happy New Year.
Thank you for inviting me. Yes, Happy New Year to you and to everybody, we hope.
Interesting. We hope that it's going to be a great year ahead of us. And I am very certain that a lot of Nigerians are optimistic about 2023. And that is essentially what the conversation is about. February 25th and March 11th, something really very important would happen. And many Nigerians would be looking forward to exercising their right to franchise. On the show today, we'll be discussing INEC preparedness, all that you need to know. And, you know, how you can even become more confident about how INEC is going about preparations for the elections and why it is important that you participate in the elections. We're also going to be joined by Dr. Samson Itodo of Yaga Africa. I'm certain that everybody that is conversant with politics in Nigeria know Yaga Africa and the great work that they do to promote citizenship participation and, you know, accountability when it comes to holding our public officials responsible and accountable to the oath of office. So we'll just delve straight into the conversation and have an interesting experience. Once again, Happy New Year, Ayobi.
Thank you, Chukudi. And I also repeat, Happy New Year. In fact, listeners will be saying, these Ideas people, are they back again? And yes, the reason we're back and we want to is, you know, we've been off the air for quite a while. And we want to thank both the MacArthur Foundation and CITAD, the Center for Information Technology and Development, for considering it worth reviving the program as we run up to the 2023 elections, because we really want to hammer home our ideas about integrity, democracy, ethics, and accountability. And that's actually why Samson Itodo of Yaga is such a good fit for us, because Yaga is also about integrity in the electoral process and accountability of public officers. Samson, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma'am. Happy New Year.
I wish you the same. Now, Samson, as you know, is the ED, the Executive Director of Yaga. And Samson, we know that there's been a lot of talk about vote buying, attacks on INEC facilities, plots against the bimodal voter accreditation system, and so on. But it strikes me that the main thing that you notice when you look at the result of any Nigerian election is the extremely low turnout of voters. And many people feel that one of the reasons for this low turnout is related to the lack of confidence in the electoral system and the feeling of many voters that somehow the vote is going to be rigged and therefore they might as well not bother to vote. So I thought that it would be a good idea for you to give us your assessment of how you feel that the Independent National Electoral Commission is prepared for these elections, and whether voters can have confidence, or what should be our attitude.
Well, thanks for the invitation. Yeah, the elections are just a couple of days away, and INEC has announced to Nigerians that it is prepared to conduct the election. So if you look at the election timetable, there are key activities that the commission has undertaken. The voter registration, the procurement of the sensitive materials, the training of its officials. We also have a new electoral law that will enhance the transparency and credibility of the process. So to that extent, there are preparatory activities that inspire confidence on the parts of Nigerians that their votes will count. But there are also concerns, which you highlighted, things like attacks on INEC facilities, the resistance to the BIVA, issues around padding of the voters' register, are some issues that are of most concern to Nigerians. But are there sort of mechanisms put in place to safeguard the process, to make the votes count? Yes, there are. So if you look at the Electoral Act that allows electronic accreditation using the BVAS, as well as the publication of the results, the polling units level results on the INEC election results viewing portal, is one tool for enhancing the credibility of the electoral process. Because often, results are manipulated at the ward coalition level. And so with the publication of the results on INEC election results viewing portal, politicians or mischief makers can no longer sort of rig the process or at the ward coalition level, because from the polling units, the results are already out there in the public. So Nigerians can have access to those results. This platform, the INEC portal, was used in the recent governorship elections. And we saw how that increased openness, deepened the transparency of the process, but more importantly, it also enhanced the acceptability of the outcome of those elections. The second sort of also critical tool or opportunity and why Nigerians should have confidence that their votes will count is the electronic accreditation using the PIVA. You know, previously the smart card reader was used for accreditation. Now with the BVAS, things like voting by proxy, multiple voting, it's near impossible. And so Nigerians should also have confidence that as long as the BVAS functions effectively with the electronic accreditation, they rest assured that the process of voting is secured. But there are also other provisions in the Electoral Act. So, for instance, INEC now has powers to review, false results or fake results or results declared under duress. Because previously, politicians could, hold returning officers to hostage and force them to declare results under duress, particularly results that have been falsified.
Yeah.
But now, INEC now has powers, to withhold the publication of those results declared under duress or in contravention of guidelines, but also withhold, certificate of return. But all of this cannot happen if reports are not submitted to INEC. So Nigerians and voters also have a responsibility to be vigilant that, yes, whilst you have all these mechanisms in place, but there is need for citizens' vigilance. And one of the things that we have been saying to citizens when they go to vote next month and in March, they should remain at a polling unit and conduct themselves in a civil manner, have a watch over the process.
Well, Samson, let me take you back, because before you get to the point where you are voting and watching over what is being done, you have to be a voter with a voter's card. And when I called you to remind you about this this program today, you said that, that you haven't had time to look at your WhatsApp because you've been out in the field monitoring the collection of permanent voters' cards.
That's right.
And I wonder how, because there have been these sort of usual, I wouldn't call them scare tactics, but certainly concerns being raised by people saying that certain areas are not getting their voters' cards, other areas are being favoured, that the INEC officials are making it difficult for people to collect their voters' cards. What have you, where are you observing, and what have you observed, and what have your colleagues in YAGA and the civil society generally observed with regard to even the collection of the voters' cards? Because we've now passed the stage of registration for this election.
Quite an important question. So the PVC collection processes have been on for since December 12th. Today they were devolved to the ward level, and this is taking PVCs closer to the people. And INEC is commended for taking the PVCs closer to the people. We wished they would have gone closer to the people, and that's the polling unit. But we take it that there are some plausible reasons why it's limited to the ward. So that's one. Secondly, We can see PVCs. We can see people collecting their PVCs, particularly people who conducted transfers or applied for replacements or registered fresh or their first-time voters.
So we shouldn't be unduly alarmed at the discovery of double registration by that INEC has.
No,
has
I was going to come to that. But before that, we've also received reports and also observed in one of the centers I went to today, where one or two voters have showed up with their slips, but their PVCs were not available at that moment. And so there's a help desk where they have to register their complaints, and INEC has assured the people that if your PVC has not been produced, then it will be produced before the exercise ends. So at least we know for a fact.
When is the exercise supposed to end then?
So it's ending on January 22nd.
Okay, so there's still a little bit of time.
We expect that by January 22nd, those PVCs would have been produced for those voters to come collect them. But that's one. Two, also informing people about the availability of their PVCs. Mm-hmm. And I see this is where INEC needs to do a lot more work, because if people are not aware that their PVCs have been produced. They are also not aware of the locations of where they can collect those PVCs. So that also needs to be addressed. Yeah. The third challenge is understaffing. And we've seen in locations and collection points where you have close to 10,000 or even 20,000 PVCs, and INEC deploys only two staff.
Mm-hmm. And do they keep those PVCs in a way in which they can be easily picked out? And is it alphabetical, chronological, or what is the order in which they are kept so that the location of the card can be done very quickly?
Well, so the standard operating procedure for the PVC collection requires that the PVCs are sorted alphabetically, according to polling units, according to wards, and then also according to local government. But what we have also seen is this reshuffling of the PVCs in the course of issuing the PVCs to their owners. So it's a bit of a training issue that needs to be fixed.
I'm afraid that we only have 15 minutes before you can say Jack Robinson. The 15 minutes is gone. Unlike the collection of PVCs, where there's still time for that up to January 22nd, and perhaps one could just say that the idea is that you should be ready with patience and wait, don't let anybody frustrate you out. Whatever you think is going to happen about the election, we always say the vote that cannot be counted is the one that you don't bother to cast. You do your own bit, and then maybe it will be counted, maybe it will not. But if it's not, if you don't cast it, it's definitely not going to be counted. So there's nothing like a wasted vote. And I want to thank you so much, Samson, and for the work that you're doing at IAGA to bring this electoral process closer to the people and to make sure that people will have confidence in the voting process, the electoral process. And let's hope that we have elections that are acceptable, credible, free and fair, and all the things that all the adjectives that we like to use about the elections.
Yeah. No, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.